Hey there, my friend, it's Trisha Carr. Real quick before we head into this episode, I just want to make sure that you know about Modern Mystic Life, a subscription service for spiritual mentoring and education. The monthly subscription is only $11.11 per month. We have regular support and inspiration delivered with the utmost ease right into your text messenger 2 to 4 times per week. You can use your mobile device or your desktop messenger to access the lessons and meditations, a monthly MP3 download of a produced meditation, at least once per month live meditation led by me. There is no account login, and we have a monthly live class workshop. These are usually $35 for non-subscribers, so it is quite a deal. And the community is amazing. This is a way for you to support the Charmed Life podcast and also a way for us to be able to work more closely together. So do check out how you can subscribe in the show notes. I hope to see you there. Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe. And I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. Welcome, everyone. However you're joining me, go ahead and drop a comment in there. Thank you so much, Kat. Nice to see you. Drop a comment. We're going to have some fun, some winter solstice fun. You know, we have so much going on in a season of transition such as this is. We have a lot of hustle and bustle. You know, it's really could be, or dare I use the S word, should be a time to be able to relax. But then, you know, I was just talking with my empath group the other day, and I was like, but is it relaxing to hang out with your family? And, you know, I like to kid, of course, it can be very relaxing to spend time with your family. And I wanted to talk about the magic that is available for seasons such as this. Now, my name is Trisha, if we haven't met before. I am a channel, I am a spiritual teacher and an intuitive. And you know what? I've got some handy dandy cards around here. So after we talk about Yule a little bit, if you want to actually, my eyes are over here. If you want to ask for a little bit of some spiritual insight or intuitive insight on something, I'm posting in here my empath program since I mentioned it. That's the Empowered Empath. There's lessons there already, and we meet once a month. Really amazing community. So, but I wanted to talk about the magic of the winter solstice and Yule. Drop a comment in there. Tell me where you're coming in from. Tell me what you are feeling about this season. And, you know, if you joined me earlier, I actually did the Charmed Life podcast live with an amazing guest. So I'm doing a sneak peek in on here going live again. And I wanted to talk about the celebration of this time that is available to us. So, you know, Christmas and other holidays, religious holidays, some of them are concurrently as old as Yule. And in general, the solstices, like the winter solstice, these probably predate history. I mean, they definitely go back as far as history to be able to honor and do some kind of divination or magic around this time, as well as the summer solstice. And is that, hi, Jody, nice to see you. Hi, Kathy Sue, solstice blessings to you as well. Thank you. To be able to do magic around this time, because transitional times of any kind can be very powerful to harness energy. And so there is the Christmas Christian tradition is about the youngest, and it definitely takes a lot of its symbols and the ways that people celebrate from the holiday of Yule. Yule is a pagan celebration for the winter solstice, and it's one of the oldest winter celebrations in the world, and it simultaneously celebrates the shortest day of the year at midwinter and the return of the sun, and it is a festival of rebirth. So I wanted to play a clip for you. It's going to just look like I changed outfits, honestly. Because just the other day in Sacred Sphere, which I'm going to tell you about in a moment, in Sacred Sphere, I did a little teaching on Yule. I did more, I don't know why I diminish it by calling it a little teaching. I did a teaching on Yule, all right? And I wanted to share that with you. You'll probably feel the energy behind it because we're welcoming in the people who were present on this live teaching. And you know what? We're calling in that eternal, spherical synchronism, that kind of a timeline. So we'll be connecting the communities together, those who are here live, as well as those who will be watching this in the future. And we're pulling in the past timeline from when I just taught about Yule and Sacred Sphere. How many days ago? About 4 or 5 days ago. Now, I said I was going to tell you about Sacred Sphere in a moment. I'll go ahead and give you a little preview and then I'll chat about it more in a minute. So Sacred Sphere is your community. I like to say it that way, your community for intuition and manifestation development. I created Sacred Sphere because, a couple of reasons, many reasons, but let's just talk about a couple. One being that I had been hearing for a long time from students of mine who've gone through my mediumship course, my multidimensional mediumship course, or my animal communication course, or my fairy course, which is just was rebooted and revamped and expanded this year, or any of my other like easy intuition and meditation, all of these different programs I have. They wanted a way to continue to connect with community and to have a way to practice the skills that they developed in those programs with different people, with new people. And there's that piece, but there's also just the piece of community, of being able to be around others who are in spiritual development and also manifestation development. We focus on manifestation because if we aren't working on a growth mindset for manifesting anything, then the context of what we have in this society where we have a negativity bias, if we aren't focused on a growth mindset, we will catch a downward spiral. And beyond just hitting a plateau, we'll start to degrade if we aren't always moving forward, moving against the grain of what our primal nature and the unconscious shadow collective, unconscious shadow is actually angling toward, noticing the negativity. So Sacred Sphere, if you are an intuitive reader or not, it's a great place for you. If you're a spiritual seeker and explorer and you want to enhance your manifestation, it is for you as well. So again, drop a comment, tell me where you're coming from. I'm going to share with you this teaching about Yule. And we're very excited because we've been connecting. And so let's talk about Yule. And then if I want to hang out a little bit with y'all. So let me know if you have anything in a bit that you would like to get some intuitive insight on. If you see me look into the side, it's because I'm actually live producing this, y'all. It's fun, but it also is, it's kind of a lot of balls in the air, but I like to do that. I like to do that kind of stuff. So let's check out this teaching on Yule, and I will be chatting with you along the way. And here we go. Yule is about the solstice. It's about the shortest day, but what's also so beautiful because we have seasonal lag. So I don't know if you've noticed, like it's either the 20th or 21st. It usually falls on the 21st, the solstice. That's technically the shortest day. And then the 22nd, the days get longer, the light gets longer. But we actually tend to, depending on our geography, but we tend to actually have the coldest part of the winter from that time until through January. It's actually not cold in the darkest hours. There's a seasonal lag. So again, even though the light is taking its time, it's coming toward us, we have to maintain faith. So there's something so beautiful about this solstice. It's just pure. There's something pure about it. So you kiss your neighbor, you're almost there. And if we can just, I wanted to just say that this concept of seasonal lag is something that we experience in our manifestation process. The earth, she experiences a seasonal lag. We experience a seasonal lag very naturally. So seasonal lag, as I'm saying in this teaching, is we actually tomorrow will have the sun getting closer to us. So it's going to start getting more light, but it actually gets colder for the next few weeks. And isn't that what it's like when we're manifesting? We are shifting and changing our frequency first but it hasn't quite made itself out to the manifested plane yet. It's natural. There's nothing wrong with us when we're doing all the work and it hasn't changed yet. There's just a seasonal lag. And this time helps us to orient to the natural process. Just make it, again, 51%, just make it over the threshold. We'll be all right. We still have the 6 or 8 weeks of the coldest time. But we know, because the light has started to show, prove itself to us, we can follow through. It's amazing, right? Yeah. So I started to talk to the beautiful. To the people who are live on the actual lesson. And so what is really cool about this, again, is that we have that model within us as well. What I was talking about is where we have the 51%. And this has come up quite a few times, not only for myself, but for clients. And in this class, it came up. So what I was talking about is essentially faith is the continual refinement of that which you are manifesting. Drop a comment and tell me how you're doing today and if you're excited about the winter solstice. So what we can do is we submit the requests, put them on the altar, and submit them to the universe. We say, this is what I believe that I want, but I'm actually going to let the universe, let the co-creative, cooperative components of my guides, my guardians, the light, to shine a light on it, and I'm going to surrender it. And I say, I believe I want this, and you're heard in that process. I surrender it, and I decree that I am receiving this or something better. And then if you can imagine that you raise faith within you, I imagine it like I'm a thermometer, and there's like this light meter that is coming up in me. And I just promise to the universe, I will raise my faith 51%. That's all I can promise. Sometimes it goes higher than that, though. And then, so what's great about this is while we're in this manifestation, it's okay if we have 49% doubt. If we can just promise, put a toe over the line to 51%, that's all the universe needs to work with. So, a lot of y'all are coming in. Hi there, Jenny Lee. Nice to see you. Oh, Jenny Lee was in my studio about a week and a half ago. Nice to see you. And Cammy, hi there. Oh, Cammy, nice to see you. Oh, we have an email chain going back and forth, but it's so beautiful to see your face and your name. Hi, Kat. Nice to see you. I already said hello earlier. You said you've been feeling more overwhelmed than most years this season. And that's why I spontaneously wanted to come up. I'm wearing my Christmas shirt. Well, one of my Christmas shirts, because I want us to get into the truth of what is available for us. So while there's so much going on, and let me tell you, like y'all, I've got so many emails in that queue that are unanswered, but I was talking to my guides and they're like, listen, you're going to get to the obligations that you have. But this is also something that we need and that I need is to be able to spend a little loving time together. And again, I already went live once today, but I wanted to come on for this special time that we are in with Yule, with the winter solstice. It is the shortest day. And when I was teaching in Sacred Sphere, one student said that she had just been reading about Yule or winter solstice. And there was a tradition to when it was midnight at the winter solstice that you actually kissed your neighbor because it was a congratulation and a celebration that you made it halfway through. So again, we're at that 51%, one toe over the line, and your manifestation can be held in that light. And let me see. Oh, hi, Shawnee. Nice to see you. I'm definitely all about this topic today. Do you feel it? Do you feel that? I love the snowflakes. Thank you. Thank you, Cammy. I'm in celebration energy of this year and feeling so proud and in faith and trust. Thank you for bringing in trust. Faith is us being a walking, trusting prayer, a walking being of trust. And in this process of surrendering it to the light, and sometimes when I'm putting my requests on the altar, and I say, this is what feels good as I call to my energy these imprints that feel like what I want, these which are conditions. I want to actually surrender the conditions though, but you know what? There's gold in those conditions. There really is. We don't want them because we want to hurt others. We want them because we want to bless others. And when we relinquish our grip from them, then, and just raise that up to the trust, raise the trust meter, then spirit, the universe, can get involved. And I'm feeling really proud as well. Thank you for saying the word pride too. Sometimes I check in for my manifestations. I check in with this lower gut area. I check in, well, or like the whole gut, but it tends to be like in the more in the sacral area. I check in with my heart and I check in with my processing centers. And I always start with either the heart or the gut. This one's always third because it is only there to process. It's there to help to put vision around it. But if we're starting here, then we might get in the conditioned mind. And what helps me is I check it for me, the touch points of how I am refining a manifestation energy in the gut area. My gut says that it wants to run it through the filter of being divinely proud, to have divine pride about, you know, a divine entitlement, a divine confidence. And that's what my gut wants. And so I run it through the divine pride meter here in my gut. My heart says that I want to be grateful. I want to be grateful for this manifestation that we're calling in. So I run it through the gratitude meter that's in my heart. And I let it become refined that way. And then I pop it up after these two processes. I pop it up to this Ajna head, this processing center. And my head says, I want to be present for this manifestation. I want to be present to it. And as I bring presence in, that means that I'm allowing myself to have friends and cooperative ones and to see the resources that are available, because that's how it can, this processing center can use it with presence. And it's working again from divine pride, gratitude, and then the presence. So I thought I'd share that with you. Thank you, Cammy, for talking to us about the faith, the trust, and the pride. I love it. Oh, hi there. This is Lisa Transforming 45. We were on One Another's podcast. This is one of my favorite days of the year. It feels deeply sacred. Yes, thank you. Sacred. As we are in the shortest day, therefore the most dark. The dark, the inner, the quiet. That is very sacred, isn't it? And you know, we have this association, not necessarily among us who are here, but in some popular contexts and maybe even dogmatic or superstitious contexts, that black is a bad color, but black is symbolic of the divine feminine, the sacred feminine. And oh, I got to tell you, Transforming 45 podcast with Lisa Boat, she's all about the divine feminine. So you got to check her out. So thank you for bringing that in. And Cammy says, I'm being called to follow my desire if it doesn't make, yes, even if it's not logical, that the intuition isn't logical necessarily. I recently stumbled across some spiritual teacher saying, you know, it's easy to hear your spirit guides. I'm sorry, I don't remember this person's name. Otherwise, I would attribute. It's much easier to hear your spirit guides or hear your intuition guidance. It's harder to follow it. And recently, I'll share, I just got this really cool new opportunity. I'm not quite at the place of announcing it fully, but I will say that I actually was going to bed one night and an email came across my, you know, just came into my box, and one that you would normally swipe and just ignore. But there was a word in the title and I was like, huh. And my guide said, get up out of bed and go respond to that. And, you know, it took me like an hour to be able to create a response, but I was looking, I was like, this isn't right for me. This isn't. And like, get up, go do it. Trust the process. And I did. And it's really unfolding to be very exciting. So yeah. A little bit of a teaser. And Jody says, I've been manifesting someone for about a year and I think it's coming soon. Ooh, I love it. That's beautiful. I can feel it. We can all feel it. Something, not someone. Hey, you know what? But maybe someone needs to be manifested too. All right. I'm going to see if there's a little more of the teaching I can share. I'm just kind of zooming through. Let's see what happens. Oh, look, that's me talking to a student. Look how goofy I look. new and how is this helping and who am I and I'm loving and I'm wonderful and all of that. Love yourself. And then they'll start to sneak in, you know? I'm talking and about if we do that more and more, then they're sneaking in all the time. How to trigger clairaudience. That's what I'm actually talking about in this clip. And then you go like, oh, wait, I didn't know that. Okay, now I can tell. The only reason I can tell that it was spirit maybe is because it was something that was fresh to me, you know? Same thing with visuals, I would say, clairvoyance and all of the things. So actually, yeah, that does play into what I'm talking about here and what Cammie suggested, that it's not logical. In that where I was in bed and I was prompted, hey, you know, get out of bed and respond to that thing that came into your email that would be normally something you would just pass by. I was actually just turning my phone off to put it away, but I was already starting to attune myself for sleep, which is more or less like praying and, you know, programming my sleep. But I start with the very positive, affirming and self-loving words. And I start speaking to myself, speaking to the universe, speaking to all of us about that love. And then that's how their little clairaudient prompt came in, because it did come in like, get up, get out of bed and respond to that. So yeah, that's actually is appropriate for what we're talking about. So anyway, then I'll just talk a little bit more about Yule. So we have one of the symbols or that we actually have in Yule is the evergreen, either a wreath or tree, evergreen trees and wreaths and plants that are evergreen. And for example, evergreen is, well, like it's not, it one of the reasons it's so beautiful for this time when we're in the coldest time, and thinking about how this was based upon people who were entirely dependent on the land and what it yields. And evergreen trees are green ever. They are green the whole year through. And so they are these guides of how there is strength in nature. They stand as these beacons of being able to make it through anything. And so while they aren't trees that tend to bear fruit that we eat, we bring in their wisdom into the home. We put it on our door as a welcome for that evergreen, eternal wisdom and strength that is always available to us. We brand our door with it, with that wreath, which also represents the full cycle, the whole festival, the whole cycle of the festivals of the pagan calendar or the witch's calendar. And we actually call in the elements of that wintergreen tree, of that evergreen tree. But yeah, wintergreen is another good example. We also have mistletoe. And mistletoe is obviously in holiday Christmas traditions, you stand under the mistletoe and you kiss. But what is beautiful about the symbology of the mistletoe is that the berries that are fruited from the mistletoe are inedible for humans. Maybe there's some other animals who can eat them. But as we have fruit that is not available to us, the trees and the other plants that we can eat during this time that we're, again, about to enter into even a colder time, even as we welcome the light to return, there isn't fruit on the tree. In California, there's citrus. That's when it fruits in the winter. But the mistletoe, even though the fruit is inedible to us, we're honoring the fact that nature still is in its process. It is still bearing. On the other hand, I have heard that mistletoe, the berries, that it's poisonous to us, and it's actually an expression of poison. It is a model, in my view, that of how when we have something going on with our body, like say I got a little stiff neck this morning, and when I felt into it, I could feel that it was this energy of being a pain in the neck. And I was like, oh, well, first of all, I felt like, oh, it's like my mom. When I was a kid, my mom felt like she was a pain in my neck. Bless all the mothers. I know it's a typical scenario. But I had replaced that nagging voice, the way I perceived it as a kid, with myself. And I have been nagging myself and I'm being a pain in my neck. So my body is expressing, it is off-gassing that which isn't serving me. Your body is always healing your energy. And that's what the mistletoe, especially the berries, are emblematic of how it's expressing the poison or expressing that which it doesn't need, off-gassing what it needs to off-gas so that the energy can be balanced. What do we have here? We have Jody saying, I love this day. It's so short and the sun is starting to come out longer, which is great. Yes, right? And January and February is the coldest time of year and here and the in the negative digits, but I know that spring is on its way. Yeah, we don't get in the negative digits where I am in Los Angeles, but still it's, you know, it's still, for me, cold. I wear my big coat for this day. Hi, Brooke. Hello, hello, Brooke. And what does Cammy say? It's good to notice the expression via sensations. Yes, exactly. Whether and including, meaning like what I just said a moment ago, Cammy's referring to how our body's symptoms are an expression of and an off-gassing of what's going on in the energy. And if it is even an injury, you know, if I stub my toe, I can look at what toe I stubbed and even whether I look at it as a symbol and interpret it, or even just ask my toe, why? Why do I need this pain? Why did I call that in? What do I need to come present to? And why do I feel that I need to move fast and not pay attention to where I'm going? So, right. It's always an expression of whatever is going on in the energy. And I'm looking over here. Oh, look, we're still live on Instagram. Evergreens produce pine cones. Yes, ancient Greek considered them symbolic of the pineal gland. Right, because the pineal gland, this is over on Instagram, this is Ivy, the pineal gland is pine cone shaped. Exactly. And that's really cool. I didn't realize that the ancient Greeks thought of it as a pineal gland because you know what? They couldn't cut your head open to look at it. Look at how intuitive we are, our ancient wisdom available to us. And again, that's what the winter solstice and Yule is really helping us to embrace, is that wisdom that we already have and that is always here for us. Our bodies are so intelligent. Yes, they are, Brooke. Thank you. Absolutely. So I wanted to see, does anyone want a reading? And I'm going to grab some cards here. And if anyone has anything they would like to pop in the chat, like some insight on, let me see what cards I have available here. I'm feeling my dragon cards. I'll also see what, yeah, I'm feeling my dragon cards and maybe these energy cards. They're not always my favorite, but there's some reason calling out to me. What would you like, Cammy? Give me a little something to hook into. And Cammy says, here, let me put Cammy's quote up here. I've had some really loud sensations in my body this year. That's why I reached out to you. Okay, good, good, good. That's, yes, I know we have an email thing going. And yeah, I got super busy. So I think the timing is just finding its synchronism, right? That's how it always is. Let's see. I have a decision to make for next year and I would like some guidance. And so that's from Cammy, a decision to make for next year. And so it seems like we're talking about late February. Is that, am I zoning in on it? Is that when the decision is due or is that when, yeah, you want it to be done, something like that. So I'm feeling that these cards went for Cammy. So want some guidance on a decision to make for next year. It's like the third week of February, huh? Closer to late January. Okay. Got it. Let's see. All right. I got one card for Cammy. But we want a unicorn card too. So we're going to have two cards. And this is for Cammy and her decision next year. Okay, first of all, before I even look at the cards, your guides, there's a masculine energy. Is it Merlin? There is a magician or an alchemist, or maybe it's both. And who, you know, you're well acquainted with, who is saying, says, would you like for me to call you child or master? Because you're both. And there are times when you need nurturing, and then there are times when you step into your mastery. And we want you to know that that sometimes you are masterful as a child, and sometimes you are childish as a master. And these are appropriate, and it's the way that you can embrace all that you are. However, he says, dear one, you already know the answer. You have, as we were speaking of 51% earlier, you have a 60% clarity on it. And Cami, you're emotional, as I remember, right? You're authority in human design. And so just continuing to let that come up to about 70%, that's maybe the strength of your clarity about it. But trust it, because it may not be 100%. As we said, oh my gosh, you've got three cards on the unicorn. So the dragon is golden orange dragon, expands your light for ascension. Be a peaceful warrior. Help those in need. Remember your magnificence. And then I'll go through these. We have prosperity. So the 60% that you're feeling of the decision right now does bring you prosperity. A gift of money is on its way. Your income is increasing. And manage your finances with love. Y'all claim these too, right? If you're here, you want to claim Cami's cards. They're here for all of us. Flow. Ooh, that's the crux of it, isn't it? So as you enter into this, you want to remain in flow. And that's a part of it that's kind of like, ooh, is it going to create something that will pull me out of what is right for me, what is easy for me? Ease. Now, ease doesn't mean lazy, by the way. Sometimes when I say ease to someone, and Cami's a manifesting generator, they're like, why does it have to be easy? And I don't mean like you're just doing nothing. Ease can be, for sometimes or some people, 12 hours a day of work or 18. That can still be ease, because the ease comes from the fact that there is little resistance in your instrument, in your design about how you're doing things. And resistance is different than challenge. There might still be challenge. And that you can call the shots on this, even if you're entering into a brand new decision, that you can still command it to be in a flow state for you. And abundance, dang. Ooh, let's go over to Cami's house. Her home frequency is prosperity, flow, and abundance. All right, so I feel like you probably already, you feel more confident in that probably, right? remain in flow. That resonates. I'm wanting to do the easy, fun thing and feeling like it won't work for my business. Oh, yeah, that's good. Well, you know, you get to call the shots on that. You get to call the shots on it. So let's see. I saw one here. Shawnee says, I would adore reading for what lies ahead in 2024 after an extremely rough year. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm feeling some sacred geometry activations for Shawnee. All right, let me feel into that a little more. Hey, Instagram, you can pop something in there too. I'll go to you next. I can see I can see you on the feed there too. Okay. Where's Shawnee? Okay. Shawnee, there's a cycle situation going on here. And I think that has a double entendre meaning to you. And so the reason this is being offered is that the cycle is close to, and it's like we're moving into a post shadow of this cycle, and to just continue in that refinement of what it is that you have, the endurance you've built from this challenge and from the roughness that you've been through. The roughness created a toughness in you. And while it's not like tomorrow, basically this winter solstice is just exactly symbolic of where you are right now. You've come to the end of this rough cycle, this rough year, but we still have some of the post-shadow where it is already lightening up. It is getting more in line, you know, where things do start to feel like, okay, I've come through that. And to be able to release fear more easily, excuse me, in this post, you had to kind of like, you had to muscle your way to try to stay as much out of fear as possible while you were in the thick of it. And now, while you're a bit weary emotionally, and you're like, can't it just be better? Activating that faith, and it is getting easier to activate the faith, and the lightness and the light is returning for you. So I don't want to put a time. Actually, they're saying don't put a time on it for the post shadow, but it says earth. Earth is your, and so grounding, continue to stay grounded. Nurture your instrument. This is primary. Breathing and making sure that we are as much as possible. We don't need fight flight state. Technically speaking, we don't really need it unless we're literally fighting or literally fleeing. We actually have more clarity. We are more resourceful when we are in rest and digest, in the relaxed, you know, even if we're activated, but we're present. So breathing and getting grounded. The frequency of earth activates our deep connection to this physical plane by showing us the beauty of all the aspects of our great mother and revealing the more ethereal spiritual aspects of our nature. So, focus on grounding a lot, and then just that you have learned something and you have become stronger by this rough time. And even if you're not, if the rewards aren't perfectly brilliantly, you know, popping up in your face as bags of money or 1,000 friends and, you know, everything, fresh situations, it is your internal environment as you ground it and you show the universe that this is what you require. This is what you demand, is that you take care of this soil. Because if you plant a seed in a soil that is poisoned or unhealthy, then what seed can grow from that? So in every moment, be nurturing your instrument with breathing and presence work and self-positive, self-loving self-talk. I hope that helps. Yeah. And Jody says, I was wondering if my manifestation will be here the first week of January or later. So they're not giving me a yes, no on this. They're giving me, okay, what they are telling me is continue your positive affirmation, continue to feed your mind. Okay, mindset, right? We talk about mindset. But what helps me is to take the word set and think of it like it is a stage or a movie set. So you create a movie set and then you write a script for the narrative to be played out in that. And then that's how it's going to be animated. Let your mindset feed it the narrative, feed it the script, the story that you prefer, and allow that to be the thing then, because the reticular activating system, which is actually a part of the brain and it's at the brainstem, it will, whatever you feed it, it doesn't want you to be a liar. It will find it. It will change your tuning of your frequency, but also just change your senses. It will make you able to see the things, as well as make others able to see you for the way that you would be able to have that manifestation. So give it that narrative. And if it's something that we can't really give ourselves an affirmation, or it's really a hypnotic suggestion that we fully believe, then change it into a question. I wonder how I'm welcoming in millions of dollars, you know. I don't have to believe that. It's not something I believe. I just say, I wonder how, or I'm asking. Because on the other side, if I say, I wonder if I'm going to not make rent or whatever, you know, however you would say that, I wonder if I'm going to miss my mortgage payment. Reticular activating system's like, okay, because the reticular activating system, you know, your middle mind, if you will, it believes in magic, because it doesn't need a physical reality to believe whatever you tell it. So we have our higher mind that can help us to create, and I mean higher as in the higher self's mind, to help us to create the script or the narrative. We feed it to the middle mind, where that reticular activating system is, and we ground it with the presence of our body. And then we take action from there. Then we just go about our day. So they're not giving me I guess it's limit, either not my business, not our business, or it's limiting to actually give you some kind of a timeline, because they just won't give it to me. So Shawnee says, this makes sense to me on many levels. Oh, thank you so much. And Jenny Lee says, what is the What is the theme for me regarding 2024? What is the theme for me regarding 2024? Well, you know, it's interesting. I saw these shoulders with like these gold, what is this? I guess this is Greeks. It's almost like they have it's like gold, like shoulder pads, but not shoulder pads. And they're gold, but they have these, like, they look like leaves, but it's actually hewn, but it's this queenly, it's this regal royal kind of posture, and to be adorned with the gold. And so I think it's stepping into that, that presence that is, you know, really divinely regal. That's a theme for you. I even feel like going about and saying and talking to yourself as you are a queen. Generally, did we talk about this? Am I tapping into what we already talked about? I'm starting to sound familiar to me now. I don't know. So that's a theme for is something about your regalness and your regality. So I'm looking over here at Instagram now. Let's see. Ivy is saying, feeling low. So opposite of how the year started out. Wondering what that's about. I don't have anything I can consciously connect it to. Something new has to come. How to ensure it's not regression. Wow, that's a really great and vulnerable share. Thank you so much, Ivy, for sharing that. We all feel that way. And so what they're saying is, so far as regression is concerned, I mentioned at the beginning that we need to be triggering, creating all the time a growth mindset. So this feels to me like that opportunity to begin to drench yourself in you said low. So drench yourself into what is high or high vibrating for you, meaning drench your inner being with it. You're here. That's great. You decided to spend some time in a spiritual conversation and see how you can drench yourself by what it is that you are partaking and also what it is you are generating inside your heart and in the script that is running, the voice that is running. Find a way to, I feel like if you do something like mirror work, positive mirror work, looking in the mirror and telling yourself how much you love you and how beautiful and valuable you are, to find that quality of who you are. Because as we find the quality and purity of our truth, of our I am, then we're in that proximity to Creator Source, God, you know, because that's that freshness of being viewed, being toned, being a heartbeat from Creator. It's the purity, it's the quality of our energy. And so to be able to take the reins back so that you can have that quality of the energy. So I was talking to Ivy there, but I saw that Jenny Lee's comment was still highlighted. I think it's for Jenny Lee also, it's for all of us. So I'm going to do Amy here. Hi, Amy. I was watching another video on this, just popped up. I didn't click on it. Synchronicity. Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Okay. Well, we were talking about Yule. So let's talk about another couple of other things about this winter solstice and this Yule pagan celebration. Another symbol is, of course, just light, because we light candles, we light a log, and it is actually a beacon and an invitation that for the sun. It is as a flame of a candle. This has a flameless candle in here because it's a closed studio, but as the flame of the candle, but a light bulb also that has electricity, which is fire in it. As the flame that we light, and we do it with sacredness, it is that we actually do have a piece of the sun. We do have light at our disposal when we light a candle or we light a fire. And the warmth of it as we fully receive it is that faith of calling the sun back to us so that it can find the ingredients that of the earth and the ecosystem. And the thing is, the earth, just like us, needs downtime. You know, a field needs to lay fallow for a season or two, depending on what the crop is, for it to regroup, for it to reset its, you know, the bacteria, the enzymes, the nutrients, and for it to also, in a spiritual sense, to be able to redefine its identity. I mean, which is really just allowing it to bubble up from even greater depths so that we can send that signal out. And this brings me to a topic that for all of us, that this is also a time where, and also just for, I think from Ivy's question, this is a time when it is dark for us to stoke our own inner light. So for example, let's say you are someone who is wanting to hear the voice of your intuition and you're like, I don't think I'm hearing, or maybe I'm hearing it less than I used to. This is because you've become acclimated and you're in this place of requiring to raise your consciousness more, to raise your vibration more. And then the distinction of it, like I can hear it or I can feel it in a way that is more, again, distinctive, one that is something that is more, I don't know, what is it, resonant within you. That's the opportunity. So you see, we're going, we raise our vibration, we raise our level of consciousness, and we're like, ooh, my intuition's popping, and I know, and the manifestations and synchronicities, and then and it feels like, hello, where's my station. And this happens in microcycles, like every third day. Maybe it's like, oh, I'm feeling so much synchronicity and manifestation, and I hear my guides and my intuition. And then on the third day from that, it's like, oh, feeling a little bit, so. Well, it's just a cycle. So then it's just the opportunity. No one's gone anywhere. You haven't, you know, regressed. Or you don't have to have regressed. It's a call to raise your vibration, which is something you do seemingly all by yourself, by having faith and trust and love in yourself. You just love yourself into that higher vibration or that higher level of consciousness. And so when it gets quiet, whether it's in manifestation synchronicities or the inner intuition voice or the guides outside of you, however you know, connect with all these things, it's just the opportunity to go within and raise that frequency. And then it all, it continues. It's a never ending path. And you know what? I had to come to Jesus with Jesus. No, Jesus was probably there, but with my guides. I do this every now and again. I feel a little bit grumpy, right? Don't we feel grumpy? And I want to be honest with them. And I'm like, can a sister ever get a break? Like, it's always like going through, like, and then I'm thinking about reincarnation, and then I'm going to be like, oh, it's, I'm in heaven. And then, oh, I'm going to go back because I know I'm going to want to come back. And then, and I'm like this merry-go-round, can I get a break from it? And they're like, well, anytime you want. But also I'm actually saying, can it just stay good forever? And they're like, there's no such thing as good forever, because then it would become bland. And so then, get on the ride, get excited about it. And yeah, you do get to rest, obviously. I mean, I'm forgetting about the fact that I literally had 8 hours sleep the night before. So there is a rest. So it's just it's an invitation to go within and stoke our own light. And that's what the candle flame and the log of the Yule log is symbolic of, is actually, I know that I have light still. I know that the sun is still there for me and for us. And I'm holding this as a sacred call as it's taking its appropriate time to come back, or as we turn the same way around. All right. Well, you know what? I'm getting hungry. I need lunch, and I got to get to all of those thousands of emails. So, well, before I do, let's see if there's anything else, any other little bit that I might share from the teaching on Yule that I gave in Sacred Sphere. I'll tell you about that again, but here, let's add this. See what
winter happens. Solstice, where we're returning to the longer days. And there's a lot of traditions and practices associated with this festival. And I love, it's such a beautiful, melancholic festival, because of course the root word in festival is feast, but this would again be emblematic of the time when we have to be most conservative about the food that we have. If you know, we're in the part of the season where it's coldest and we've harvested as much as we can, but we don't know what's going to happen as we move into the next 6 to 8 weeks where it's the coldest and the land is the most dry and not able to give. At any rate, it's a festival. And so some of the features or symbols and practices, there is, of course, just the winter solstice itself. For that to actually be the time of the holy day, meaning we come together and holistically as one, and we bring our contemplation, we bring our intention, we set our intentions upon that day, that one single slice of eternity together. Now, of course, we're talking about Northern Hemisphere stuff because the Southern Hemisphere is on the opposite schedule as us. They're going to have the summer solstice where the longest day turns into the shorter one. But, you know, just mentioning that, of course, we know that. But that's where we are. That's what we tend to. So there you go. I'll go. I'm just answering a student's question there. So that is from Sacred Sphere again. That is your community for intuition and manifestation development. And you can, if you joined right now, we have 2 meetings per month. And if you join now, you have a ton of content available to you. So I'll just leave you with that. Thanks for joining me today, whether it was live or in the replay. And I will see you all very soon. Thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.